God bless all of you. God bless Canada, is the way Stephen Harper finishes every campaign speech. It sounds very American. It is an unusual thing to say in a country where politicians do not usually talk about God or their religious beliefs, where church attendance is very low, and same-sex marriage has become legal and widely accepted. There will be a federal election in Canada on January 23rd, and it appears that Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are heading towards a landslide victory. Mr. Harper is an economist who has long been known more for his enthusiasm for policy than for his ability to kiss babies and slap backs. He jokes about his lack of charisma, and his very dullness seems to play well to Canadians, who are tired of slick politicians. The reference to God may be a signal that Mr. Harper is preparing to take the country in a very different direction after 13 years of Liberal rule. His main proposals are a cut in the unpopular national sales tax, an allowance to families that can be used for childcare, longer prison sentences for criminals, and an assortment of anti-corruption measures. His current campaign so far has made him palatable to an electorate that remains largely Liberal. He doesn't speak about his opposition to the Kyoto Climate Protocol, his past support for the United States-led invasion of Iraq, and his opposition to same-sex marriage. But he does say his government would not contribute troops to the American-led effort in Iraq, a move that would be very unpopular with many Canadians. The Liberal Party's negative advertising campaign, which tried to paint Mr. Harper as a fanatic friendly to American conservatives, has apparently backfired.